The scripture that I've chosen is rather poignant about how we use our resources. Let's look at Genesis 2:15 this morning. Genesis 2:15 says, "The Lord took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to till and keep it." And so we find that God put the man in the Garden of Eden to till it and keep it. And you may be thinking, well, yeah, Eric, so what? God put the man in the garden to till it and keep it. Big deal. Well, if we look at this statement and break it down in a better way, the literal sense of this statement means to be good stewards of, to take care of. In other words, we're not supposed to abuse, but we're supposed to nurture and grow the earth. And we find in both creation stories, by the way, there are two creation stories in the Bible, Genesis 1 and Genesis 2. God gave charge of God's creation over to us, to humanity. In other words, all that is God's. And we are to be stewards of God's resources. All that is God's. That is true even with our money, folks. Our money, our house, our car, all of our belongings is God's. Everything. And we need to use whatever we have wisely, realizing that we're only going to borrow those resources, and we're only going to borrow them for a very short time. From God's perspective, an extremely short time will those resources be borrowed. Okay, Eric, I get the biblical significance. I hear you saying this. See, I can do this sometimes. I get the significance of taking care of my money and the need to use it wisely, but I still don't know where to start. Well, I am so glad you ask. That really allows me some freedom this morning. So budgeting. If you want to get out your insert, the first step is something that I already mentioned last week. In the beginning, you have to write down where every dollar is going. You have to write down where every dollar is going. A part of this first step is balancing your checkbook. I see some of you already going. Well, if you have a program called Microsoft Money or Quicken or something like that, it is really easy. And once you get your expenditures into that software, it takes me about 15 minutes. Every time I get my bank statement, it takes me about 15 minutes to reconcile my account. It is really easy. And so I would suggest you do that. Now, you have to be faithful to that. If you don't put anything in there for a month, it's going to take you a little bit longer to reconcile your account. Do you understand that? However, now I noticed they have this software, Microsoft Money at least. I can download all of my expenditures from the bank into Microsoft Money. So I don't even have to type my stuff in. I have to admit that kind of scares me, so I do it myself, which means I get behind sometimes. But even today, you can even do that. So, you know, it's really easy to balance your checkbook when you have a software like Microsoft Money or Quicken. All right, second step is important, and especially important if you're married. This is a life-changing decision, and it has to be made as a team. It has to be made as a team. If one of you is gifted in financial matters, then that person needs to be doing the financial matters of your household. Right? That doesn't necessarily have to be the man. I know there are some churches that preach that the man is the head of the household, and that's all well and good if that person has financial gifts. But the thing is, even if you believe the man is supposed to be the head of the household, if they aren't gifted financially, they're going to get you in a world of hurt. Trust me. That's just the way it is. And so even if that is what you believe in your household, if he is not financially gifted, I hope you can talk him into letting you take care of the bank accounts and the budgets, all right? So don't just think, well, he's the man, and so he needs to be in charge of this. Well, that's, you know, of course, in my house, it's yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. But, oh, man, she's not even here to hear that.